Good afternoon. Any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds as a disturbance works its way through the region. Really just a cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, creating instability. Temperatures, while topping out in the high 60s and lower 70s, will start to pull back as the showers develop, and we could also have a heavier burst of rain or two, and maybe even a rumble of thunder through this evening. Overnight tonight will tend to dry things out, although it will remain mostly cloudy and relatively mild, with low temperatures back into the high 40s and lower 50s. For tomorrow, we'll be in between systems. With any sunshine, we should push quickly through the 60s and into the upper 70s. This will allow cumulus clouds to build, and eventually a few showers and thunderstorms will pop up in the afternoon, but not as widespread coverage as we will see today. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south, where we'll have a couple of bundles of energy heading our way from the Ohio Valley and plains. This energy will produce more showers on Friday night into Saturday morning, and additional energy will be around during the day on Saturday, which will lead to more showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, not much in the way of dry weather on Saturday. Highs still, though, will reach into the lower 70s. That last batch of energy will move through on Saturday evening and will start a drying trend for the day on Sunday. It'll turn cooler and breezy as well, with a mix of sun and clouds on Mother's Day. A deep trough of low pressure will pivot through the region. That could initiate a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry on Mother's Day afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid-60s. The heart of the cool air of this next system will be over us on Monday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy with highs around 60 before we climb into the lower 60s on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies and partly sunny on Wednesday with a chance of showers as highs top out in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the southern plains and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. Storm initiation is forecast along a dry line and a cold front dry line intersection in northwest Texas this afternoon. Strong shear will support discrete storms with this activity, and very large hail will be possible. Further development could form in the vicinity of the southward-moving cold front across Oklahoma, with moderate instability and sufficient shear supportive of hail and damaging wind. Southwesterly low-level winds extending into the Ohio Valley will support moisture return across this area by afternoon. 40-knot west-southwesterly mid-level winds spreading across this region and an increase in a southwesterly low-level jet stream will result in effective shear of about 30 knots, suggesting mainly a multi-cell storm mode, though a few supercells are possible with a hail and wind threat. And a winter storm warning is in effect for today for the West Elk and Sawatch Mountains in the Colorado Rockies, where 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected above 8,500 feet. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Entiat, Washington, to a low of 24 at Sunset Crater, Arizona, and Ruth, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 93, set in 1979. And the record low, 27, set in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m. 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by some clouds, a late-day shower or storm possible, but mainly dry in the upper 70s, a better chance of showers and storms on Saturday in the lower 70s, a mix of sun and clouds turning breezy and cooler on Sunday with an afternoon shower possible in the mid-60s, breezy and cooler Monday with partly sunny skies around 60, lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and a chance of a shower Wednesday with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.